ですね。
All right, we'll go ahead and start. Good evening. And welcome to the new year. Here it is. We're into a new year. And during the month of January, the theme is going to be God makes all things new. So in January, we're going to talk about God making all things new and how that is done and how we can do it so that we have a new year, so that we're not repeating last year. So if last year you didn't accomplish what you wanted, you didn't get what you wanted, what we're going to do is start over this year and make sure that those things are accomplished. Many people make New Year's resolutions and so forth, then they never do anything about them. You know, say. This teaching, with any teaching, if you want to do anything, you must take an action step. You cannot just say, this is what I want, and then just sit there thinking it's going to happen. You have to meet God at least halfway with these things. So that's that whole idea that God helps those who help themselves. So with that, will you turn to Rose and say, I am pure possibilities.
I am pure possibilities.
And I am pure possibilities. Now let's see what that actually means. You know, we're always, you hear me often say, we're living, moving, and having our being in the mind of God. In that mind of God is all possibilities. You can call it the field of possibilities. But what you have to realize is that that is also inside of you. Anything that you want is possible. Everything is possible. The reason that people don't believe that, or sometimes we don't believe it, is because of our own limited thinking. It's our minds that are doing that. Our mind and me to say, oh no, that is not possible. How many people years ago said, absolutely impossible to put a man on the moon? But we did that, didn't we? And there are so many other accomplishments that we said we couldn't do, and we've done. So this is what you have to remember, that you're living in a field of possibilities, and that you came to this plane of action so that you could discover all these possibilities and discover all these things about yourself. So we sell ourselves short by thinking that we are done, that we are complete. You have to realize that we're always expanding. Your mind's expanding, your experiences are expanding, and you're looking at something new every day. So we have this thing what we call the new year, and then we start over and we say this is a brand new year. But then the year becomes the same as last year, because you didn't step into the field of possibilities and realize that the year could be different. You can make your year different by realizing if you're not getting what you want in the new year, give up the thinking that you had last year. If last year didn't work for you, it has to be because of your thinking. So don't use the same thinking this year that you had last year. It just will not work for you. So what we are always trying to do is understand what we are feeling and thinking about ourselves. It's always going to be boiled down to that. Now, for the people who have been listening to the tape or the CD that I gave you for your Christmas present, you will realize on that tape it says you must learn to love yourself, and that things start with you. You see, and it's always going to be that. As many years as I have been teaching, I have said that constantly, but we keep forgetting that. We keep forgetting that we must learn to love ourselves in every which way we can. So, then we call this the new year. How many people remember, I think it started in the 70s, when it said, this is the first day of the rest of my life. Every day is a new year for you. Every moment is a new moment for you, or a new year for you. All power is in the now. And all things are made new in the now. And not by dredging up something from yesterday or something from the future, but in the here and now. So think of that. Every moment is a new year for you. And then start thinking new thoughts. Now, how do you think of start to think new thoughts? Well, first of all, you have to realize that you can do that. And if you don't like the thoughts that you're thinking, change it. And ask for a different thought to come into your head. Otherwise, you're going to be thinking the same thoughts that you thought last year. And how many years before that were you thinking those? So this is the year to give up that type of thinking. So change your mind about those things. Now, also, in this coming year, as we look out there now, in this field of possibilities, we have to not judge by appearances. This is going to be a very different type of year for everyone. And it won't have anything to do with you if you change your thinking about it. But if you're going to buy in to what's going on out there, then you're going to be living what's going on out there. So, with this economy and all the things that we're hearing going on, it looks very bleak. It looks very bleak. But the great news is, what goes on the outside of life does not have to affect you. It's what's going on the inside of life. What are you thinking about yourself? Do you know that you're pure possibilities? That you're pure possibilities. You know, I used to talk, and I still do, about my Aunt Catherine, who made her transition at the age of 95. Aunt Catherine in her life would always say, if you said anything to her, like I said, Aunt Catherine, why don't you get on a plane and come out here and visit me? She wouldn't say, Dallas, I'm too old. No, I can't do that. I can't. Oh, no. Blah, blah, blah. Come up with all kinds of pictures. She would say, that's a possibility. That's a possibility, you see. Anything that you said to her, let's do this, that's a possibility. You have to know. Life is possibilities. Possibilities. And then you look out on this field and do that. Close your eyes a moment and see in front of you a vast field. And in that field are all these possibilities. Now, the most great thing about life is a choice. Which possibility are you going to choose in that vast field out there? Are you going to choose the possibility of lack and limitation? Or are you going to choose abundance and prosperity? Are you going to choose that money is always freely circulating in your life and you always have a divine surplus? I was in a place today where they had the television on, but no sound. And it was showing money just coming out, I guess, at the Federal Reserve or something, and how many stacks, and they were building, and it was just money. And they just showed this long thing of printing money and cutting it, printing money and cutting it. Now, what does that tell you? Is there a lack of money? Not if you see that vision. So see that vision of money just coming and coming and coming and coming. And don't buy in to what the world is telling you out there. You see? The world is always going to tell you that you won't have enough and there isn't enough to go around. You have to realize that that's a lie. It becomes reality because everyone buys into it. And then they stay in that till they figure this is not a good idea. And then they start to change their minds, and then the economy comes back around again. So, we're not here so much to talk about the economy. What we are here to talk about is the idea that your life is happening inside of you. Your life is happening with your thinking. How are you thinking? And what are you thinking? And then realize if you don't like the thoughts that you're thinking, that you can change them. Especially the thoughts about yourself. Change those thoughts. Know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. You don't know the matter dance. It goes on for about an hour and a half, but you'll catch on. It's a little complicated, but you'll get it. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter, I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yeah. Very important to know this all the time, but especially during these difficult times. This is the time that this teaching comes in handy. But things are going really bad. People bail out of this teaching. They say in this teaching when everything is hunky-dory, and they understand it all. But as soon as it's not going their way, then they say, well, see, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. This teaching always works. It always works. Keep with it, and it will prove itself to you. But we never stop during this time. This is the time that we learn something. What do we learn? We learn something about ourselves. We learn that there's possibilities out there. That if you want money, if you need a job, whatever you're doing, it is out there for you. It is out there. It has nothing to do with unemployment. It has nothing to do with any of those things. People say, oh, you can't get a job. Well, that's an out and out lie. If you want a job, you can get a job. There's always going to be work. The whole world is not falling apart. The whole country is not falling apart. This country and the world is not going to fall apart. These problems will be solved. But learn to solve the problem yourself. Inside of your mind. Realizing that these things are in cycles. They come and they go. Everything that comes into existence to pass out of existence. Once you learn to love what is in front of you, it starts to disappear. It dissolves. It dissolves. So, we hear all this bad gloom and doom going on. Don't buy into the gloom and doom. And yes, perhaps money will get a little scarce for you and so forth. But what do you say in a case like that? Certainly you can say, well, I can do without this thing. I don't need that. I don't need this. It's a way of learning. It's a way of learning that all those fixtures in life are not what is making you happy. All those fixtures in life is not what's making you you. What is making you is your thinking, is your consciousness. And that's what you're always concerned with. The other thing to realize is that you're really on this plane of action to learn to enjoy life and to learn to enjoy yourself. And we've been fed a bill of goods that we need tons of money and all these little games and all this trappings in order to be happy. And how many people do you know that have all these things and they're not happy anyway? So, hi Thomas. So, it comes always from inside of us. This joy, this whole thing comes from inside of us. So, along with this possibility, know that you're part of all these possibilities. And then start to see possibilities. Start to ask for possibilities in your life. You see? Don't let the world tell you, oh, it's all dried up. You see, that's a lie. It cannot be all dried up. Where you're living, moving, and having your being in the mind of God. Do you think that mind is drying up? I don't think so. That mind is creative. And your mind is creative. We're into a new, complete different era in human consciousness. And especially right now in the world and in this country. We just elected somebody with the idea of change. Now, you can't elect somebody on the idea of change and then not want change to occur. Change has to occur, and it has to occur in all areas of life. So it has to occur inside of you. So, excuse me, in 2009, What changes do you want to happen inside of you and with your life? If you want more money in your life in 2009, what changes do you have to make? Well, you have to make a change in your thinking. You have to start seeing abundance and prosperity everywhere. And you have to start knowing that you can share in this, because you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Now, this is my personal view on why we can sit here and we can say, yes, I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter, and then nothing happens. Because we have to accept that at a cellular level. But in order to accept that at a cellular level, we have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves. And you see, this little ego mind that we have does not want you to forgive yourself. It wants to keep you always in that state where you think that you're not enough. And if you think you're not enough, then you're not going to have enough. And you're never going to be enough. It just works that way. When I was a minister, I told people, God cannot forgive you. This church cannot forgive you. And I cannot forgive you. You have to forgive yourself. I could say all day long, oh, I forgive you, oh, I forgive you, oh, I forgive you. But if you don't forgive yourself, it makes no difference whatsoever. You see? Now, what do we know about forgiveness? Well, we know that God doesn't forgive. God is not in the forgiving business, people. God does not forgive because God has never condemned any of us. God always sees us as whole and complete and perfect. And that's how we have to learn to see ourselves. You see, we cannot say that we are one with God and then not like ourselves or not be able to forgive ourselves. We're moving in our consciousness to a point where we come to the realization that we truly are one with this thing called God. All trouble that comes into your life comes into your life when you allow your mind to separate you from God. You see, then you start to feel guilty and you start to feel all these other emotions. But when you know that you're connected to God and God is experiencing its life through you. God is experiencing its life through you. The Buddhists have a wonderful saying, and it's have even vision, E-V-E-N, even vision, meaning see everything they're saying. See everything as God. And you see, that's what we don't do. At the present moment, we don't see the economy as God. We see it as a threat against us. We see it as something horrible. Once you learn to love the economy that's going on now and see that as God, it will change. And it will certainly change for you. Because most people now are fighting against it. They don't want it to happen. And they think, oh, the money's drying up. This is drying up. That's going on. And this is going on. Well, you're creating that by saying that all the time. Stay away from people with this doom and gloom mentality. Stay with people that know that money is not scarce. You're safe. And that this world will turn right back around. And most of us have lived long enough to see that it always does that. Now they say this is probably the worst thing that we've been going through since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Well, I was born when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the President of the United States, and I also remember when he died. He pulled this country through everything because this country changed consciousness. He gave them hope. He gave them something. And then they started to change. And that's all we need now, is to realize that there's a field of possibilities out there, and that we can pick new and better possibilities in this new year. So what are you picking for yourself? Do you want to repeat last year, or do you really want to make this year new? You see? Learn to make things new, people. You know, there's no such thing as death. There's such a thing as transformation and transition. But there's no such thing as death. So if you want to stay the way you are throughout eternity, don't you think that's going to get a little boring? It's going to get a little boring. And you can change. And we can change anything, and we can certainly change ourselves. And we change ourselves by stop believing in the past and stop believing what the world constantly tells you, that it's your genes that are doing it, it's your background that it's doing it. If you were born with better parents, if you were born into wealth, then this would all be different for you. It's not any of those things that are causing your situation. Those are just excuses that we use to be able to say, oh, I understand. See, the mind always has to make an excuse, always has to make something so that you can understand it. And if you think, oh, well, I'm this way because of my mother, or I'm this way because of my education, or I'm this way, that's your excuse. So now you settle, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about that, that's just the way it is. You have to realize that nothing is concrete. Nothing is concrete. So your personality, what you are doing, you can change. But you have to give up the ideas that you hold about yourself. Every idea that we hold about ourselves limits us. Every idea that we have about ourselves draws a conclusion. And what we all are is a conclusion of our thinking. We have concluded that this is who we are. And we can come down a diatribe. We can make a list and say, here, I can prove this is who I am because of this, 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 and this. All well and good. But it's useless, you see. Because you can change it any time you want. By changing your viewpoint. You see, instead of having a viewpoint about yourself and knowing who you are, have many points to view. Many points to view. But the mind loves to tell you who you are. And it loves to tell you what's going to happen. Don't let it do that to you. Don't let your mind take over and tell you all those things. See, people who are in therapy and all are in therapy because their mind is telling them something hateful and mean about them. There's nothing hateful and mean about anybody. Nothing hateful and mean about anybody. People may do mean and hateful things, but people are not mean and hateful. You have to realize that you're a magnificent being, that you're connected to this thing called God, and then start to love yourself. Start to love yourself. Start to nourish yourself. Start to really like yourself. So wouldn't that be nice in the new year, 2009, to realize, oh my goodness, I really do like myself. I like the life I'm going through. I love this experience that I'm having. You see? We are taught not to love the experiences that we're having. If we're into fear, if we're grieving, if we're doing any of these things, we say, oh, that's not a good experience. You're here on this plane of action to experience all those things. You didn't come here just to experience one thing. You came here to experience all things. So you become a witness to that, and you look at it, and you say, what's appropriate? How do I feel? This is appropriate the way I feel. But you love yourself the whole time and you love the experience that's in front of you the whole time. But people want to push bad experiences away from them. So with this experience that we're going through now, as a collective consciousness in this economy and so forth, learn to love it. And learn to see how it can change you and your ideas about yourself and the world. Use it. Everything that comes in front of you, use it to expand your consciousness so that you see things differently and you see things in a different, from a different viewpoint. So that you have many points to view instead of just one. Oh, this is horrible. Oh, this is horrible. It's not horrible. Then, when you do that, you can pull out a good experience from that, and something wonderful will happen. Something wonderful will happen with that. I knew right now I had a friend come to visit me on Saturday, and she just lost her job. I said, what are you going to do? I said, you know, I've always loved losing jobs. I always thought that was the best thing in the world, because now it set me free to do something else. She said, oh, that's a good idea. So she's off to write a play, and she's taking 2 months to go to Barbados and write a play. So that's what she's doing with the bad. Oh, and then the other thing is the IRS swept in and took all her savings because she owed back taxes. Now, you see, the field of possibility is she could be down and in the dumps. But now she says, ah, I'm freed up now to write. This is something that I always wanted to do, and I never could do it on that job because it took all my time and I was tired and this and that. Now I can devote 2 months for a screenplay that I've always been writing. I have the outline or whatever she has, the drafts for it. Now she has time. So I said, good, take advantage of that. See how wonderful that is for you. And she has somebody that, a friend, or I think it's her nephew, lives on the island. So she'll have a place to stay, and she'll be able to accomplish something. So you see, it's this whole idea I heard years ago, if somebody gives you a lemon, make lemonade. Make lemonade from what's going on. Don't think that it's horrible. And never think that you're horrible. And don't think if you lose a job or this happens to you or that happens to you, that the universe or anybody else is out to get you. They're not. You see, we want to raise, especially in this new year now, let's get rid of this victimhood that we always think that we're a victim to something. You're not a victim to anything. You see, you can pretend you're a victim. You see, you can pretend that. But stop doing it to yourself. But this word pretend, by the way, we're all pretending we're something. But yet when I say to somebody, pretend that you're wealthy, oh, couldn't do that. Can't do that. Children pretend all the time. It's part of the wonderful thing of childhood. Start doing it in adulthood, you say. If you pretend long enough, if you live in make-believe long enough, make-believe becomes real. Make-believe always becomes real. That's the way this universe works. That's the way this mind of yours works. So use your mind in 2009 and learn to use it correctly by thinking good thoughts about yourself. Good thoughts about yourself. Now, along with this friend that came, she brought another friend with her who just broke up with her boyfriend. And I said, well, how's that going? And she said to me, you know, I'm really trying to love him. I'm really trying to forgive him, and I'm trying for him to do this, and I want him to do this, and I want him to do that, and I want this for him, and I want that, that, that. I said, what do you want for yourself? Have you forgiven yourself? You see, our tendency is always, and in relationships, we project outside of ourselves onto the other person always. Oh, were they all right? Did I forgive them? I'm trying to love them. It's you. You have to be the number one in your life. So you have to sit down and start to love yourself. See, we have a thing going on inside of our minds, and this is in race mind, where it's always more blessed to forgive the other person. Then you're a bigger person. That's manipulation, people. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. You can't forgive the other person anyway. You can forgive yourself and you can start loving yourself. And relationships fall apart because people don't love themselves enough. You have to learn to love yourself. It always, remember, life is an inside job. It starts with you. And you have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you cannot love anybody else. And if you can't love anybody else, you certainly can't love God. So don't pretend that you're loving God if you don't like yourself. That's an impossibility, and it's an absolute out-and-out sham. And it may pacify the mind, and it may look good to the people. But it's not good for you. You think that this thing that we call God isn't intelligent enough to see through that? You think you can fake that? No. You say, you have to love yourself. You cannot say all that I am is God, but I'm not all that God is, and then not like yourself. And then not like yourself. You say, we may not have created ourselves, but once we are created, we join in that creation. You see, this thing called God is always creating. And then God moves on and creates something else. But what's left behind is the creative power. And then we start to create. We start to create. So you can create your life. But it has to be done with your thinking. It has to be done with controlling your thinking. Here again, I'll bring up Aunt Catherine. Years ago, I said to Aunt Catherine, how do you do it? You live alone. You're always in a good mood. You're always cheerful. And she said, well, Dallas, I control my thinking. I don't think thoughts that I don't want to think. I don't think thoughts that I don't want to think. You have to start to see what your mind is doing. From day one, I have said this, and I've given you examples of how it's done and what I am talking about. I'm going to give you an example now. Yesterday, all of a sudden I realized that my brother hadn't called me over the holidays. Well, how dare he? I'm his brother. All the nice things I do for him, he doesn't call me. And then my mom, oh, well, you know how. Oh, yeah. I said to myself, Dallas, stop this, call him. Oh, and I sent him a quarter. I collect quarters for him from the Denver Mint for those. Never heard that he got the quarter or anything. Now that my mind said, huh, sure, you do all this stuff, he's not going to, oh, Dallas. So I said, stop it. I'm going to call him. My mind says, oh, you always do the calling. Let him call for what? I said, no, I'm going to call. So I picked up the phone. I called him. I said, Jack, oh, how are you, Dallas? I said, what did you get that quarter? Now, I was going to be angry with that. Well, did you get that quarter, you know, or really punch it? And I said, no, you're not going to do that. I said, did you get the quarter? He said, oh, Dallas, he said, you know, I got that quarter. He said, I was sitting on the chair in my bedroom, and he said, it fell out of the envelope and went down into that chair, he said. And I turned that chair upside down. He said, you know, I got enough change to buy a donut blender. And he said, some Chick Mix, and I don't want to. He said, I had to get the vacuum sweeper out and clean up afterwards. But he said, I never did find the quarter. So we had a wonderful conversation on that. Can you see if I would allow my mind to go in that direction? I'd have been hating my brother. I wouldn't have had the nice experience that I had. This is what I mean by controlling your thinking. This is what I mean by not listening to that mind of yours who's telling you all this garbage. It is not going to tell you a nice thing. My brother's very nice. But it was certainly telling me that he was a horrible person, and I was ready. Well, one of the thoughts was, well, if he never called, I'm never calling him again. That's it. That's it. Now, how many people do that in their life? And they think they're justified by doing that, and they think that is who they are. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You see? Remember, the whole idea of metaphysics or religious science is to learn to think the thought that you want to think and learn to feel the feeling that you want to feel. So you have to be able to stop your mind. When this starts to happen to me, I go up right away. I control my thinking. And I have to repeat that sometimes. A lot. Till my mind accepts that and changes that thought for me. Otherwise, right down the tubes you go. And then you're justified by it. And things go on. You see. But I made up my mind years ago that I wanted my brother in my life. I could have gotten rid of him 100 times in my life if I had listened to my mind. And how many people have we done that to? Well, they didn't call me. I'm not calling them. I'm the one who always does the calling. Why do I have to do all the calling? It's my money. They don't think of me. Do they ever think of me? That's nonsense, people. It's useless thoughts going through your mind that you don't need. When there's a total field of possibilities out there, when you are total possibilities, wouldn't you like to think wonderful thoughts instead of those? And you can do it. You can do it. Remember, feelings follow thought. So you'll start to feel bad. You'll start to feel bad. But you'll be justified, and then you'll run into somebody and they'll say, well, you're absolutely right. I wouldn't have done that either. Just wouldn't have done that. You see? Does that help you? Does that clear up what it means? That's what that Buddhist and everybody else means by becoming attached, by becoming a witness to your thinking, by realizing it's only thinking, and you can choose what you want to do with that thinking. Either shut it up, you can act on it, or you don't have to act on it. You can say, that's not the way. That is not the reality that I want in my life. This is why you're always the cause under your own experience. You see, I caused all of that. But then I chose the one with the result that I wanted. And my brother and I had a wonderful, we talked about an hour on the telephone. It was light. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. But I could have passed that whole thing up, you see. I could have passed that wonderful conversation up by saying, I'm not going to call. They don't call me. They don't care about me. And then, that you know, your mind goes right. Just like everybody else. No one likes me because I go eat worms. Now you're sitting on the pity pot. Now who put you there? Who put you on that pity pot? Your own thinking, didn't it? It was your thinking that did it. It's a mental world we live in. It's always going to be done with our thinking. We can't escape that. People have been in this teaching. I've been in it 30-some years. People have been even longer. People have come to this class. They'll buy everything. They think it's absolutely wonderful, but they cannot remember that it's a mental world we live in. The mind does not want you to realize. You see, you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. Your mind is yours to use. Think of it as a beautiful computer, and that you can control that computer. That you are at the keyboard telling the computer what to do. The computer's not running wild by itself, but you let your mind run wild. Now, we talk an awful lot about the mind, when we're always going to, because there's only mind, you know. Do you remember this saying, that's mind over matter? It's all mind. It's mind always over mind. There's no such thing as mind over matter. When you know that it's a mental world, and you know that there's only mind, then you can start to work and solve things. But if you think it's something else, you're not going to be able to do it. And if you realize that it's your mind that's doing it, nobody else's mind is doing it. The life that you are living because of your mind. So if you don't like the life you're living, change your thoughts. Remember, that was one of the slogans, isn't it? Change your mind, change your life. A religious science. But we are taught how to do that. So learn to become a witness to your own thinking. Learn to see yourself the way you want to be in this new year. Start pretending. Start pretending. And then start feeling that. And you will become it. So this thing, when we look at the mind and we say, oh, it's a computer. The other thing that the mind is a replicator. It'll replicate anything you think about. Mm-hmm. It replicates. Very powerful. Very powerful. So think about that when you have a thought in your head. What am I replicating here? What do I want to replicate here? See? And then you can learn to control this whole thing. So, in the new year, during the month of January, let's really work on that. Also, I want to remind you about these CDs. Play it morning, noon, and night. If you're in your car and you have a tape thing, whatever those things are called, CD player, put it in. Listen to it. And listen to it and listen to it. Two. It's in every cell and every fiber of your being. Very powerful. And it has on there everything that this teaching is about. And the whole idea of not being separate. The whole idea to forgive yourself and to be filled with joy. You see. And we're taught that you can't be filled with joy. You can for a while. But you can't sustain it, because if you sustain it, it's not good for you. What would the neighbors think if you were joyful all the time? Just wouldn't be decent, would it? I'm here to tell you, fill yourself with joy all the time. Fill yourself with joy all the time. All right, to my cards. You are simply awareness experiencing different aspects of itself. You are awareness experiencing different aspects of itself. What are those aspects? Those aspects are fear, are jealousy, are hatred, are love, are joy. You're here to experience all those things. You see? But when you experience them, it doesn't mean that they have to wreck you, they have to kill you, they have to do all that stuff. You pull back and say, this is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling angry right now. And then, how does that feel? and then transmute that, change it by learning to love yourself. See, we have to learn to love every aspect of ourselves, the good, the bad, the indifference. You see, we only want to talk about the good parts of us. We never want to talk about the dark side, the shadow side of ourselves. It's part of us. You see, you can't talk just about one side of the coin, people. You have to talk about both sides of the coin. You have to love both sides of the coin. You have to love yourself just the way you are, with all those things that you may call faults. You can transmute those. You can change those anytime you want. But by holding them against you or hating yourself is not helping the situation one bit. You're here to experience all those things. Potentiality contains all things. And potentiality simply is. It is another way to talk about God or the divine. Because God is all possibilities. With God, all things are possible. You have to remember that. What were the three things that we were trying to always remember? All things are possible with God. You can do this and greater things. And it's always done unto you as you believe. If you can remember those three things, your life will change. So when you're in this bad situation or anything, you have to say, oh, all things are possible with God. And I can get myself out of this situation. And you can ask for help, you see. Say, I know I can do this, God, but I need your help. I need your help. The only limitation in your ability to use these creations is your belief that you cannot move from one reality to another. You can't, you don't believe you can move from one reality to the other. You think you're stuck in the reality you're in. You made that reality up. If you made that reality up, make another reality up, people. Make another reality up. Remember the whole thing? If you're looking over here and there's a garden, oh, beautiful. And over here is a dump. Which one are you going to look at? Which reality do you want to live in? Which reality do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a reality of fear? Or do you want to live in a reality of love? You can move back and forth in any reality that you want. You have to realize that you can do that. At the present moment in this room, there are more realities going on than you know about. You're just not allowing yourself to see them. But you can move back and forth or stay in any one you want. But the only limitation in your ability to use these creations is your belief that you cannot move from one reality to another. One reality to another. What else would that mean to you? I'm in a reality of sickness. Whoops. I can move to health. Which is a completely different reality, people. It's only a reality. Which reality do you want to live in? I want to be weak. That's a reality. I want to be strong. That's reality. Which reality are you choosing? You can move always to a different reality. When you make the statement of the you that you wish to create, you automatically draw on the power of the universal consciousness to support it. I want to be strong. You see, Raymond Charles Barker wrote a book called The Power of Decision. And in that book he says, make a decision and the whole universe will come and back you up in that decision. Make a decision of what you want and who you want to be in 09, and the whole universe will come and support you in that. I don't care if you don't have a dime in your pocket right now. Say to yourself, I am rich, and I am getting richer in 09. And then allow the universe to bring that in. That's the way it's done. When you make the statement, of the you that you wish to create. You automatically draw on the power of the universal consciousness to support. I am my own creation. No one else is creating me. I'm creating it. I'm creating who I am. And I've changed over the years. The basic core stayed the same, but I've changed over the years. Because I know I can create myself. And I know I can forgive myself. See, I'm not that 18-year-old simpleton that I used to be. And neither are you. So create what you want. The rising and falling of all kinds of experiences is what it is like to be on this earth plane. What an enlightened one knows is the incredible joy, delight, and privilege it is to be feeling them all. You have to feel everything. Remember, the life of the organism is feeling. And the world teaches you to shut down your feelings, to stop your feelings. And that's where we get into difficulty. You see. If you don't express your anger turns to rage, and rage turns to murder. Just something to think about. Your reason for walking this earth is to know that every moment is essentially transmutable and transformative. Every moment you can do that. Transmutable. What does transmutable mean? It means that you can change and get over it. You can transmute something. And you can transform. It's transformative. So every moment of your life is transformative. You can change every moment into something else. You don't do it because you believe you're stuck. And you don't do it because you're buying your own story of what a miserable person you are. And how miserable the world has treated you. And it's just not fair. And yada, 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 yada. Whatever else is going on in there. Every moment you can make a decision. This is not who I want to be. This is who I want to be. And you can transmute that and transform yourself into what you want. And yes, it takes a little effort. It's always going to take action, people. You have to get up and do something. You have to get up and do something. But it all starts inside of you, and it starts with the idea of acting as if. Remember, William Shakespeare said, assume a virtue if you have it not. Assume a virtue if you have it not. Once you start to assume something, it becomes yours. But if you think you don't have it, you see, that's the other thing. Never think that you don't have anything. Everything that you want is inside of you. Everything that you need is inside of you. But if you keep thinking it's somewhere else, or that you don't have it, you're not going to get it. If you want your consciousness to expand, you have to say to yourself every day, my consciousness is expanding. You have to tell it what it's doing. My consciousness is expanding. I am understanding more and more and more each day. My world is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. I can see the vastness in everything. And then you start to see that. You see, once you start to see the vastness of everything, then these things that you thought were problems look very tiny. Look very tiny. We're big. You have to be big. Keep stretching your consciousness. In closing, to get what you want, stop doing what isn't working. To get what you want, stop doing what isn't working. If the thoughts you were thinking in 2008 did not bring you to where you want to be, then you have to realize that you have to change those thoughts. That you have to change those thoughts if you want 09 to be different. But if you're thinking the exact same thoughts that you thought in 08, then 09 is going to be exactly the same. It's going to be exactly the same. So it's done with your thinking. It's an inside job.